Hey, good morning. I'm sorry I vanished again. I haven't recorded since December 5th, and now it's December 14th. My progress reports are due. I weigh more than I have ever weighed in my entire life. I'm stressed. I burned my leg, and I'm still sober. So, checking in before the school day because probably two reasons. One, I do feel bad that I've not talk to you in a while. And then the second is I'm procrastinating the long list of tasks I have today for work. Teaching is hard. And I always have felt this way, that I need a personal assistant. I could probably do with two personal assistants to get through my work day. One to do the administrative tasks, and then the other two, lesson plan, and I will teach. So like, I'm still working full time. It's just really hard to be a teacher. I am losing my mind a little bit. I was listening to Bob the Drag Queen's podcast, with Monet Exchange. That's another drag queen and not relevant for this point, but Bob, the drag queen, says that the isolation we've all been in has disrupted the time-space continuum, and I cannot explain how much I agree with that. I really am just, like, all the time, like, I don't even know what day it is, I don't know where I'm going, and my hope is that there's a vaccine coming, that I'm still sober, I have my job, I have gratitude. So I want to, I cannot believe how embarrassed I am about my burn, because it involves just vanity. There, I think it was Tuesday night this past week that I was sharing my face on my Instagram, and I was being funny, I was laughing, and I was really on a roll, and I was thinking, like, I'm going to share my face a little bit more, and I've been taking these fantastic baths every night, and I've been doing this thing where I take my hot water kettle, and as if my tub gets cold, I'll pour in the boiling hot water at the end of the tub, and it will really just, like, give it just the kick it needs. And so I'm on this roll of, like, filming myself, and I'm naked in the bathtub. The lighting was fantastic. I was candlelit. I felt good, and I'm like, I'm just gonna show my face with a candlelight and do some sober caption, like, oh, you know, you don't need a glass of wine in the bathtub, or like, this is how you unwind, this is the new happy hour, whatever. And then I thought, what if I did something funny, like show myself adding hot water from a tea kettle to the tub, and then I would caption it something like, I don't know, a tea kettle, like, I don't know, I've turned myself into a hot cup of tea as I pour the water. So I start to take the video and pour the boiling water within view of the camera, so it's closer to me instead of like at the end of the tub where I'm not sitting, and the boiling water lands right on the inside of my knee, like below my knee on my leg, and this turns into me, first I had to pull the kettle back up so that I'm not burning myself with boiling water. I then, like, toss my phone, but I'm trying to hold the kettle and not, like, crack my phone, but I'm like, I need to get this phone away from the tub. So I toss my phone, and then the candles that I had fall, and the lights go out. So I'm standing burned in the dark, just freaking out. Frustrated that I just did that, so upset, I feel like my life is gonna end, and then I just had to do the best thing I could do, which was one thing at a time. I remembered that when you get burned, you're supposed to run the burn under cool to cold water for like 20 minutes. Like, do it longer than you think you should. And I'm really happy I did that because I think that helped. And then I just had to like calm myself down. And you know what? It's been about a week and it doesn't hurt anymore, but it is like a dark maroon, reddish purple color. And so that was just humbling, wasn't it? That I thought I was going to be such a funny Instagrammer. And I think I'm so cool and like, oh, I burned my leg bad. So that kind of knocked me off my Instagram horse, I guess. And then I've also been struggling that I weigh more than I've ever weighed in my life. And I don't want to fat shame or body shame myself. But it's, I would say the weight is an indicator of how bad I've been feeling and how I've been eating an excess of sugar. And when I say I really do believe we should make place for desserts and sugar and sweets. And I mean, I bought and ate an entire cake. I really do believe we should eat what makes us feel good. And that's the point, that I haven't been eating what's making me feel good. I've been feeling bad and then worse. And then the fact that I cannot button any pairs of pants I have, I'm like, okay, this is a real moment where I have to kind of look at myself. And so I do have pants that have the elastic. So that has been the best thing for me. That I did that like a while ago, but I bought two pairs of pants that I think are cute and they have the elastic around the waist. And then at the ankle, they're like little joggers and people compliment me on them. And so I feel like I can put on pants and go be somewhat real outside. But it just makes me think I want to get back into my work pants. And so for the past 2 days, I have had 3 balanced meals and a green smoothie. And the green smoothie I'm so proud of because it makes me feel hydrated and my energy is pretty good today. So today is going to be day 3 that I still have like a plan for meals. And I got frustrated yesterday because, you know, it's day 2 of the diet and I gained weight. So when I started this process because I had weighed more than I've ever weighed in my life. So then I have 2 days of eating better. And then I weighed even more than I started. And so I told some friends that. And my one friend who has always been hyper conscious of her weight and exercise and eating and she knows so much about nutrition and eating disorders and best practices. And her recommendation was to weigh myself once a week because my body's going to be doing crazy thing or wild things, I'd rather say, retaining water, maybe, I don't know, doing things with the vegetables that I'm drinking. And so I think that's good advice. And so I'm just excited for a routine that I'm able to follow. And so I want to start feeling like myself again. And like my first meal of the day is going to be oatmeal with fruit and I'm excited for it. And then I have some pasta with some plant-based sausage. You all, why are we eating so much meat? Look at the Beyond sausage. Did I talk about this already? I mean, it is so meaty, and I'm like, this is made of plants. Why are we murdering animals? Okay, so I still have time before my work day really gets going, but I don't want to do it. I don't want to teach. Oh. Okay, I have 5 + 3, 8 days until 2 weeks of no work, so I can do it. I can do it for 8 days. And I'm going to be back with a doodle that I just made and posted. So you've already seen it by the time you listen to it. But again, I like a little bit of routine and format so that I can then disappear for 2 weeks and not record. But I'll be back to talk about the doodle. So let's take some deep cleansing breaths during this brief musical interlude. The past two times I tried sitting down to doodle, nothing came out, and I just stared at my paper, and I was like, okay, should I use marker? Should I use watercolor? Should I just start scribbling? And just, it all felt stupid and bad, and I hated it. And so then I would just watch Community, which is my latest binge show. I like that it's new, so I'm not bored of it. But I like that they're short and quick, but also like the jokes are pretty snappy. But if I want to zone out a little bit, I can. So I've never seen it before, and I just started with season one, and it's making me laugh. The character Troy and Abed make it for me. They're both spectacular. And then... Oh, the doodle I made. I then realized, I'm like, okay, I feel like I've plateaued with my recovery. Like, there's nothing to write home about it. There's nothing else to discover. Everything's a cliche. Everything I want to write is a cliche, which is not bad. It's just like, cliches are there for a reason. And the one that's been top of mind is, don't quit before the miracle. One day at a time. And I thought I had another one, but I don't. And so I was like, okay, I've kind of like plateaued. And then I realized, oh my God, that's, I pictured a graph or like a wavy line of like highs and lows. And I then immediately pictured what a plateau looks like. And I'm like, I'm so lazy. If I saw a plateau, that's where I would lie down and rest. And then I thought, there it is. That's the doodle. And so, yeah, a lot of ups and downs in recovery. But then when you feel kind of stagnant, my brain says like, oh, you should feel bad that you're not having any breakthrough, aha, high level highs, because I really like those ups and downs. It's part of my personality, I think. Like, I don't know, you can make meaning of a great day or a bad day. What do you make of like a medium day? There's nothing really special there. And so I'm trying to find something special within that. And for me, if I can lie down, awesome. I want to. And so I'm happy that I doodled. I'm happy that I'm talking to you. Because I started isolating myself since I was burned. And it's, I guess maybe I had shame and embarrassment, but I also wanted to rest and recover and take care of myself and realize like, what am I doing with this Instagram account? Like, who do I think I am? I'm trying to be somebody. I'm trying to be like too cool. And then I burned myself. Let's like focus on like if I'm going to take a bath, shouldn't I just like enjoy the bath instead of trying to post about it? And oh, since I burned myself, I have a new motto or mantra rather. And I repeat it to myself several times a day. And it's, I'm healing. I'm healing. I'm healing. And that's helping me with the burn, but also various heartaches and sadnesses. And I just think like, I'm healing. And I kind of picture myself as like a seed that's like generating the energy for spring. And I'm so excited because it's giving me something to think about and do during these gloomy days. Like, of course I'm resting, I'm healing, and that takes energy. Oh, okay. I have 19 minutes until I have to teach, and I'm still not lesson planned. That gives me great anxiety. Okay, so there's that. All right. Any questions? Any thoughts before I go? I hope you're taking care of yourself. Drink something comforting that's not gonna hurt you. I hope you have something nutritious and tasty. My goal is to stretch a little bit today. And when I say stretch, I mean like put my hands above my head and like lounge towards the ground. Like I can't touch my toes, but I can like bend my knees and slump over. So I'm going to promise to do that. Yesterday, I did 10 pull-ups in the morning and 10 pull-ups at night. I'm so proud of myself because pull-ups are so hard and I can't do many things, but I can do pull-ups. And a while ago, I went to go do them and I couldn't do more than like 3, which is really a dip in what I can do. And so I've been working on it a little bit day by day. And so I'm going to do more pull-ups today. And all right. Oh, I also have to do progress reports and I hate doing them. Oh, I'm sorry to whine. Okay. I'm smiling at you. Thank you for listening. I hope you smile too. Another friend that's not you, a different friend, taught me that another like meditation or visualization is you picture the different parts of your body smiling. And maybe it's more of like the energy of what a smile is, but you can like think about your feet and they're smiling, they're happy to be there. And then work your way around your body. Like right now my chest is smiling and my heart is smiling because my heart is happy and my lungs are smiling. And we have to, it's just like a way to show gratitude for our body. And that's that. All right, I don't know when the next episode will be. If it will be the final episode, I mean, maybe. I don't know. I'm not being too... It's a milestone. It's definitely a milestone. I don't think I could do another 100. I don't know how many I can do at all. But we're doing this to keep each other company. We're doing this because community is the opposite of addiction. And this is a small slice, a small way I find community. And it does help me so much. I feel so good talking to you. So thanks for listening. You're really... a really wonderful, kind, compassionate person if you listen to me go on and on. All right. I love you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.